Thanks, Stav. Now, the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Wednesday, the 1st of April. There are warnings of gales in Viking, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Hebrides, Bailey, Faroe Isle and Southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight, high Fitzroy 1035 dissipating. The area forecasts for the next 24 hours. Viking, north at Sierra, southerly or southwesterly, 4 to 6, veering northerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in South Viking. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. South at Sierra, 40s, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, West Dogger. Southwesterly, 3 to 5, veering northerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in 40s, Cromarty and Forth. Rain for a time, good, occasionally poor. East Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Humber, Thames, Dover. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southwesterly 3 to 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Rain later, fog patches, moderate or good, occasionally very poor. White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Biscay. Rain later, moderate or good. South Fitzroy, northeasterly 4 to 6, fair, good. North Fitzroy, Sol, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea. Variable 2 to 4 at first in North Fitzroy, otherwise westerly or southwesterly, veering northwesterly 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in Irish Sea. Rain or drizzle at times, good, occasionally poor. Shannon, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides. Cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in Hebrides, becoming variable 2 to 4, then south or southwest 5 to 7 later. Squally rain or showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Bailey, northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeast 6 to gale 8 later. Wintry showers, rain later, good, occasionally poor. Faroe Isle, cyclonic 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in south, becoming northwesterly 4 to 6, then variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor at first. Faroes, northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later, then becoming southeasterly 5 or 6 later in west. Wintry showers at first, good, occasionally poor at first. Southeast Iceland, northwesterly 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4, then southeasterly 6 to gale 8 later. Sleet or snow showers at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. On to the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southwest 5, mist 4 miles, 1019 falling. Stornoway, south-southwest 5, recent drizzle 4 miles, 1,015, falling. Lerwick, southwest 7, slight rain, 12 miles, 1,013, falling. Lucas, southwest 4, 12 miles, 1,021, falling. Bridlington, west 2, 1,025, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, south 3, 2 miles, 1,026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northwest by west, 5, 5 miles, 1,027. Jersey, northwest, 4, 16 miles, 1,029, falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northwest, 4, 1,029. Scilly Automatic, west, 3, 14 miles, 1,031, falling slowly. Valentia, southwest, 4, 8 miles, 1,027, falling. Ronald's Way, west-southwest, 3, 13 miles, 1,025, falling. Malin Head, south-southwest, 4, 5 miles, 1,021, falling. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Wednesday, the 1st of April. The general situation, a cold front will move southeastwards across the United Kingdom during Wednesday, bringing an interval of rain heavy in places and also strong and gusty winds in many areas. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. south or southwest, 4 to 6, veering north, 6 to gale 8, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain, then showers, becoming wintry later, good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly, 3 to 5, veering northerly, 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in north, then backing northwesterly, 2 to 4 later. Fair, then rain, then showers later, good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwest 2 to 4, veering north 5 to 7, backing northwest 3 or 4 later. Fair, then rain, then showers later, good, occasionally moderate. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, west backing southwest 2 to 4, veering north or northwest 4 to 6 later. Fair, then rain or showers, moderate or good. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland, variable 3 or less, increasing 4 at times, becoming northerly 4 to 6 later. Rain or showers, developing fog patches at first, moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first. North Foreland to Selsey Bill, variable 3 or less in east, but westerly or northwesterly 2 to 4 in west, then becoming northerly 3 to 5 later. Occasional drizzle, then rain for a time later, fog patches at first in east. Moderate or good, occasionally very poor at first in east. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, west or northwest, 2 to 4, veering north or northwest, 3 to 5 later. Rain for a time later, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. Westerly or northwesterly, 3 to 5, occasionally 2 at first in east, then veering northerly or northwesterly later. Occasional drizzle in west, then rain for a time later, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. West veering north or northwest later, 3 to 5, occasional drizzle, then rain for a time, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. West or southwest, veering north or northwest, 3 to 5. Rain for a time, moderate or good, becoming moderate or poor for a time. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Southwest, 3 to 5, veering northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain for a time at first, perhaps squally. Good, becoming moderate or poor for a time at first. Isle of Man, southwest 3 to 5, veering northwest 5 or 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain for a time at first, good, occasionally moderate. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, southwest 4 or 5, veering northwest 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain for a time at first, perhaps squally, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Southerly or southwesterly 4 or 5, veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 3 or less later. Rain for a time at first, perhaps squally, then showers. Moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. South or southwest, veering north or northwest, 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Squally rain, then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic, becoming north 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, then becoming variable 2 to 4, becoming south 3 to 5 later. Squally rain, then showers, becoming fair later, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Shetland Isles, southwesterly 5 or 6 at first in southeast, otherwise northerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, decreasing 3 later in west. Rain then showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. This is Radio 4. Now it's time for prayer for the day with Richard Fraser of the Church of Scotland.
Good morning. Darkness can sweep over us, and it can take many forms. A sudden loss of confidence that seems to come from nowhere. A hurtful comment that can unsettle us and sap our morale. Darkness can also descend through an act of betrayal, someone whom we thought we could trust turning against us. It's a feeling that can chill us to the very core as we discover just how fragile human relationships can be. This week, Christians commemorate the ominous time when Jesus agonizes over what lies ahead. He seeks comfort from his friends as they share a meal. The conversation turns deep, so deep they can scarcely comprehend. Then Judas leaves the room. Knowing what he's about to do, you can imagine how Jesus must have felt. A trusted friend was about to do the worst possible thing, destroy a friendship with betrayal. It was night, is how the moment is sparingly described in John's Gospel. Some of the most soulful and passionate music emerges out of betrayal, injustice, and hardship. As a young singer, Emmylou Harris wrote to a mentor, Pete Seeger, to ask him how she could introduce that note of sadness and suffering to her own singing voice that she found so moving in others. Her mentor replied, "Don't worry about suffering. It'll come to you one way or another." And of course, darkness descends, whether we anticipate it or not. Christ, who knew the sadness of betrayal. When darkness